Howdy, friends. You're listening to WVFF 97.7, and this is the Bearheart Show. Just two good old boys telling you what you should already know. So have a seat, relax, and get ready for some mighty fine radio. This is Bearheart.
Bearheart reunion.
Woo-hoo!
They've been gone for a while, touring the world, looking at all the cultural and political things going on in the world, and they're here tonight to tell us what they think about it all.
Well, I think the last time we were together, we were right prior to the election, weren't we?
Yeah.
And so guess what? Trump won.
He did.
It's amazing. Let's announce it to everybody. Trump won.
He did.
Oh, wait a minute. That's old news.
That's right.
Dog on it.
Yeah. But he is doing what he said he was going to do.
Hello.
Oh. And some people are now surprised. Oh, wait a minute. What's happening?
Yes. You're the first president ever to do what he said he was going to do.
Right. He campaigned
actionable
on certain items, and guess what? He performed on those certain items.
What? I think the one that
almost
was like
all
the
of them.
Maybe he's not a lifetime or career politician.
Not a good speaker either, but.
He still needs to work on it. I love the stuff he's done.
He puts his foot in his mouth all the time, but.
But I think to me, it's the self-proclamation of I did this, I did this. Like no, you and your people did this.
Right.
It should be we did this. Oh, right?
It's always I
did this, and I'm so good at doing this.
Yeah, Like he's good at ensuring that it gets done.
That's
I get that, right? But it's the people that he's brought in to work
surrounding himself with.
Yeah, and he has to give that credit to them. I have to think and I hope that those people that do work for him and have worked for him in different positions that they just understand that's how.
Well,
it is,
and
right?
maybe it's behind the scenes he gives all kinds of acclamations.
Well, and he does give praise.
I mean,
you saw him give praise yesterday to our military fighting force, right? And as far as how well they pulled it off, right? But still at the end of the day, he kind of pulls back to, this is what I did, right?
Yeah.
No, this,
yeah.
you
and
ensured this got
he
done.
Did that his first term, the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, it was me, look at
But
me.
His results are still good.
His results are phenomenal.
I will say, he seems like a different man this time around. A
little bit.
Different man. He understands God and politics. Yeah.
And 100%, he has stepped Jesus God up to the next level.
But and kind of that lends
promoting
to what
prayer
we were talking about
so
before
forth.
We knew we were recording.
Yes, before we
is I think a lot of that lends to he has come as close as he's ever been to in losing his life during that last election.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So that opened up his eyes. Like I look at life a little bit differently than those that have always stayed here or stayed at home their entire life. I look at life a little bit differently than what some other people may because the predictions or the things I did in my life. And he came into one of those situations and a realization that how short it can be. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've...
And if you look at that, and I'm going to tie another event into this, is why do you think he drew so close to Charlie Kirk?
Well, Charlie Kirk was instrumental on getting him elected.
Yeah.
But also, once he had his ear shot off, I mean, I think it brought that up to another level.
He bonded
to Charlie Kirk because he was so close to being
And then the Suns were already
2 inches
with him.
From being Charlie Kirk.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I mean, and my heart goes out to
Your world changes when you almost lose your life.
Oh yeah.
I mean, when those your life, your perspective, your outlook on life, those things change, and your priorities shift. They really do. You know,
there's so much has happened since we last did a show, and I apologize, but we have been having fun.
I'm glad you apologized because it is his fault, really.
Yeah, it is.
That and the wives is beating on the studio door saying, come on, let's go.
You know, but a lot has happened. I mean,
so
we've had a president that's been nominated since we were last on. We've had all kinds of, like, his first 100 days when they broke out what he has accomplished off his first 100 days and what he campaigned on, I mean, holy cow. I mean, there's not a president that has accomplished more in the first 100 days than what he has compared to what he campaigned on.
But there's, I think there's a lot, I don't know how to say it. We look at him because he said he did this in 100 days, but we don't see it as 100 days, right? With him coming back in office, because he's been in that political spotlight since the first term,
right?
He hasn't left there. So it's like, well, he said he was going to do this. Well, he's only been there for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. No, no, he's been here like, no, because you had an interim, the forgetful one, right? This auto
pen was there. Holy cow, we had four years of the auto pen. Total backtracking. Yeah. I mean, they threw it in reverse and stalled on the gas.
But they're trying to calculate it in the promised, you know, accomplishments, and including that last 4 years. Right. Like, no, you can't do it.
You got to think. Grocery prices down now. Why? Why are they not down?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But now we're starting to see a shift, and I honestly believe that in this next year, I think there's two things: is we're going to see somebody dying over there. We're going to see the shift that we were expecting to see. I think we're going to see it in the next year. But I also think that we're going to see more of the madness we saw with cities burning and everything else. We're going to see more of that because we're coming up on the midterms and they need to regain
a position of power. That's funny you said that, because the Democrats, or let's put Minnesota, you know, where the lady was just killed, God bless her soul. I never wish anybody to be killed. None. But they even said that they were not going to give Trump the gratification of them burning their city down in protest over this lady being killed.
Yes, and she moved from California to Minnesota just recently.
Colorado,
Minnesota. Yes, just recently to be in the hot spot. It's almost a civil war, fellas. Yeah. They're moving their forces around.
She had left her husband and she'd moved to Minnesota, and then she was with her now wife, right? I would say too, though, it's like if you look at, like for me, everybody decides to, you know, they look at the vehicle. Oh, she was murdered. She was murdered. Number one, that's wrong, right? Yeah. I would say maybe she might have made a mistake, but that doesn't discount the decision that the officer had to make.
That's right.
And it might upset some people, but it's like he made the decision based on what he knew and what he saw. And that's how it has to be tried in court, if it was ever to go there. But there's no reason for it to go there. He was justified based on every law enforcement agency's transcripts out there.
But unfortunately, up until today, all the videos were up to interpretation.
Right.
From the rear of the vehicle.
Today came out a video that was right from the officer that pulled the trigger.
And shows in real time.
And it shows in real time the lady's eyes locked on him. Yeah. Now, again, I wish and pray that this had never happened. But don't condemn a guy for doing his job.
But then they're making that argument that this was a mother.
Oh, a mother and a poet, yeah.
But this was a mother. It's like, if you're a mother, why would you put yourself in this position?
Exactly.
And here's the thing that will probably upset the people the three people that might be listening, the most, right, is that
there's only three people.
Now,
tomorrow's going to be
more. You guys are hurting my feelings.
But listen now.
We're having 650 hits a month on our website. Come on.
We'll get some more based off the anger issues that come out, right? Don't worry. But it's because we've been gone. That's why.
I'm 200 grand deep in this albatross, and I was looking to the Bearheart show to bring me out of it. We're here for you,
Dave.
He's not trying to go to more shows. Okay, we'll be back next week. but it's like the sad part is like you have these people, and her wife that's on the outside of the vehicle is saying drive.
Yeah,
and they've gotten away with it to this point.
Yep, they have.
But they came up on the one officer who had been dragged behind the vehicle and had enough. Right. The normal. I don't want to offend people. Say the normal thinking people says, don't interfere with law enforcement, right?
Exactly.
They've had enough, right? No. You got in front of a vehicle. If somebody's in front of your vehicle there was a video of a gentleman, and he was trying to get to go pick up his daughter from school. And I think this was up in New York or somewhere, right, where they were protesting here just yesterday. And they're stopping him. It's like, and he's getting out and pushing people out the way. He's like, I have to go pick up my daughter. Yeah. You're stopping me. And again, white, liberal women,
yeah,
right, not attractive, overweight, blue yeah hair, pink hair, different, whatever. You hate me for it, right? But they're stopping him, and he's having to physically push them out the way so he can go get his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people have had enough.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
again, that motto that keeps coming out, FAFO, right? Mess around and find out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It has to stop somewhere. And where is it
going to stop? I tell you, the first thing that has to happen is our politicians on the left-hand side of the aisle, they need to stop promoting against authority.
You're right.
It never was teached before that you went against authority. Never.
So many of them are so close to sedition.
Yes.
And the governor of Minnesota is so close, and the mayor in St. Paul is so close to sedition.
Yep.
If I'm that law enforcement officer that had to pull that trigger, and he had to pull that trigger.
He will live with that, and he's going to deal with it.
It's going to be a hard call.
You're right.
Because especially all the controversy that comes
nobody
out.
Nobody wants to kill somebody.
It's not a big angry dude, right? This is a mother, whatever. Like, he's going to have to deal with that. It's an entirely different situation. He's going to have to deal with that. But if I'm him, I'm going to, once it's cleared, I'm going to every politician, every news agency that called me a murderer, and I'm taking them to court for defamation.
He needs to do that.
Draining them because they made those instant calls on
right from this sure was on down.
Yeah, they everybody made those instant calls.
Yes,
I would take every one of them to court for defamation.
Yep.
Absolutely, because they've ruined it. But they're ruining it. I would take that money too, and I would pass it back to those people that are also in his agency and within ICE, within Customs Border Patrol, everybody, because they've been they've been defecated on throughout their processes that this is what we voted for, this is what we want. And how are you going to stand there and protest against me taking criminals out of your community?
Why would that even be a question? But I mean, it has turned into a question because the left side of the aisle has said cops, law enforcement are bad.
Well, this
orange man bad.
Yeah.
Everybody, that's bad.
But they're baiting them in to attain and maintain votes, right?
Yeah.
It's the same as your newly elected mayor there, Mandami.
Yeah.
Oh right? My word!
Like, so he's
there's so and, much happening.
They don't understand. They don't understand.
Oh my God!
They don't understand what's going on up there. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this. And like,
and it can't happen.
He says in one interview, and we're going to reach out outside of these neighborhoods, and we're going to go out to these rural white neighborhoods, and we're going to tax them more on their property tax.
Yeah.
You
saw that? We're going to take from them and give to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So even De Niro, right? There's a report about De Niro is leaving New York, who supported him in his run, but now he has to leave because he's not working anymore. But if he stays there, he's going to take half of his savings.
Right.
Yeah.
When all those people leave, what do you have left? What he has left is he has people that have come in there. So he's got, well, we're going to get free of this. Let's move there. We're going to go there. So he's enslaving an army.
Right.
He's enslaving an army because we've seen it happen time and time again. Venezuela, the same thing.
Third world nations.
Wait. Let's stay on this. Mandani, and I think you just told me this last night. He campaigned on making bus fare
free.
Free. What did you tell me last night, Brandon?
They just raised it to $3.
They just raised it to $3.
They just raised it to $3.
He got in office and he realized that
there's nothing free.
The Transit Association is like $3 billion in debt.
Yeah.
But today, and I forget what the number was, that they've requested back through the state additional funding for these other programs. It's like, there's two things that get me when it comes to federal, state, municipality funding. Is like, we're going to give you this for free.
Yeah.
That's number one. Because nothing is free. It's
nothing.
Coming out of somebody
nothing.
Else's pocket.
Yeah.
That's number one. And I think I've said this other one here on the show before. It was like,
this show?
This show.
Yeah.
Not this one here. But
it was a year ago.
It's probably a long time ago.
I know. Yeah.
It's
hard to remember.
We're going to make the earners, the ones that make more money, we're going to make them pay their fair share. Wait a minute. So I worked hard in my life, and you're going to penalize me for
this. Right.
Because this is my fair share. Yeah.
Right? And what just happened in California? Yeah. What did they vote? They're going to tax the billionaires 5%
more. Yeah. That's their fair share. You became successful.
How many billionaires do you think we're going to see in California?
Well, they pay the majority of the share already.
Absolutely. That's correct.
But then they argue, well, he's a business owner of this company. He doesn't pay any taxes. How many people do not realize that when they look at their paycheck and they said, oh my God, the government took this much from my check? They don't realize that the employer had to pay that much as well. But the difference is that employer doesn't get to do a tax return on your income. You do. You get your stuff back. The employer does not get it back.
As an employer in South Carolina, in Cottageville, or actually Somerville, I get none of that back.
Yeah.
But yet I match all of that.
Yep. Yeah. And they might get all of theirs back.
Yep.
The employee. Right. But that's what I say. It says incentivize the employers. Yeah. Because what are they creating?
Yeah, okay, Reagan theology.
The employee will get his money back at his tax returns, right? And what is he doing with that? He's spending it and he's putting it back into the economy. Hello. But you're penalizing the freaking employer the entire time, regardless of what this one's making over here. Like, balance these things out. Like, it makes no sense.
You're explaining socialism 101.
Hello.
Yeah.
Evil man.
Yeah.
You're a business owner, so you're an evil man.
Yeah. Evil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's making all the money.
What do you all think about the massive invasion of Venezuela that only took 2 hours?
That was an awesome show of
absolute
ingenuity, smarts, just our forces at its best.
Oh, man. There should be nothing but praise being given.
Amen to that.
But the problem is
what did the last, I'm sorry, Brandon, what did the last Biden administration do about this issue?
They put a
$25 million bounty on his head. That in 4 years' time, nothing came of that.
No. The three of us should have tried to collect on that bounty.
We should have.
We should. Yeah.
Would you brought out that bottle of whiskey and everything went downhill? but you look at it, in reality, it's like, it all should have been ended beforehand.
Oh yeah,
and people, but you have people now complaining about it. The best one that I've seen out there on social media right now is like you have these people in the U.S. who are not from Venezuela; they are not Venezuelan, and they're protesting what's going on in Venezuela.
Protesting, yes.
But what do you have happening in Venezuela?
They're
celebrating.
They've already, and I agree. It's not only in Venezuela, but the Venezuelans that are here in the United States are also celebrating.
So if you go back and you take the time and you listen to, and I hadn't caught all of it, but if you listen to the recorded hearing, or not hearing, I'm sorry, meeting with Trump and oil executives today, that happened today.
No. Yes.
There's stories where there's one particular company that has 500 plus employees from Venezuela that are working in other countries right now that used to work for them in Venezuela before everything happened, because these companies they figured out how to refine this oil, this crude oil they had in the ground, and then Venezuela underneath Chavez, and then went to Maduro.
Yeah.
They figured out, well, you guys figured out, thank you, appreciate it, and they tossed them out.
Yeah.
And in fear of persecution, that oil company took those people, those families, from there and put them to work in other countries, 23 different countries across the world.
Right.
They put them to work out there. Right. They said, until you can go home, we'll put you to work over here. Yeah. Right. Now they finally get to go home.
Yeah.
They get to go home.
Yeah.
Right. And now what was once the fourth richest country in the world has the opportunity to become that again.
Yep. And it's now what, the 97th or something like that?
It's absolute poverty.
It's, oh, yeah. It's like 489% poverty.
But, or but, something you, like but that. You have
it's,
these.
It's crazy.
You have the these same people that are sitting there supporting. We need to free Maduro. We need to do this. Yeah. And the same people are wearing Che Guevara shirts, right? Yeah. They don't know who he was. They don't really. He was a freedom fighter. Yeah. No, he murdered thousands upon thousands of people.
It's against international law.
Yeah.
You know what? Trump said, I am international law. No, that's basically what he said.
But here's people. You're upset because we're drinking. We stopped these boats that flowed with drugs.
Yep.
You're upset because we shot them? No, they're fishermen. Like, so we're a helicopter for fishermen, too. Well played.
Yeah, they've been finding pounds and pounds of drugs washing onto shore.
How many poor fishermen from Venezuela have $30,000 motors on the back?
Yeah, $90,000 worth of engine across their freaking $1,500 boat. Yeah. How does that not out? Oh, wait, the ballast is the cocaine. The ballast is
you got to get out to the fish really quick.
It is
crazy. I seen a story today that said, yes, Maduro needed to go, the drugs coming in needed to go, but Venezuela had just announced that they were going to stop selling oil in the American petrodollar. And the American petrodollar is the only thing that keeps the American dollar propped up. Oil sold in the entire world at one time was only sold in American dollars.
Right.
But there's been a half a dozen countries start selling in other things, and Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world.
They do.
And this guy said it was a masterful act by Trump. A chess move in 3D chess that Checkmate. Had to be done because if it had not been done, the American dollar would have died.
Well, but all that started underneath the Biden administration, the auto pen, where it was like, where was the value of the dollar going? And a lot of it was driven by the fuel and everything else. But people misunderstand or don't quite capture, I believe, my opinion. Who was in Venezuela before we took him, right? It's the other side of the hemisphere.
Right.
Right.
It was China and Russia.
We removed a stronghold. And it's the
you oh, that, and he also said that. Yeah. China was coming in to buy the oil
in the Yuan. But that's why
now four tankers have been seized that were heading for China.
Yeah.
And so they've seized the oil.
But the movement and the control of the people that had entered, you stopped, in my opinion, you stopped the next metaphorical Cuban Missile Crisis. Like, you don't even have that opportunity for that buildup over here anymore. They were already there. We took them up. And I say they were already there because when we had our oil industry, and ours was Chevron, Exxon, Sunoco, they were there. I think it was actually Exxon and Sunoco. They were there. They figured out how to refine that crude oil they had. Yep. They said, thank you, appreciate it. Get gone. We're going to give this to China and Russia.
Yep.
And they took them out. But they maintained some people there. They moved others out, whatever. But they gave it up to them. Now we're back in there. It says, no, you cannot give it to them.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to prevent the next Cuban Missile Crisis. Yep. We're not going to allow those countries over there, those communist countries.
Yep.
And it sounds ridiculous when we say it today, because like our grandfather says, oh, those commies, right? No, it still exists. It's out there.
The Monroe Doctrine. This hemisphere is for us.
Guys, let me, if you'll think back to one of our last shows, we talked about the migration, the illegals pouring across our border. And we talked about, I can remember talking about, the Chinese that came across. They were in suits, suitcases, had tents. All that was a legal, I mean, not illegal, that was a planned invasion of China into the United States. Trump has done major things, and people don't understand it, but the Americas, right? Mm. North America, South America, he's saying, get out.
Yeah.
This is our hemisphere. This is our area that we are going to protect. And part of it is because China, he sees that China is making an invasion on the Americas.
But it's not just get out. It's like we're going to stop you before you come in. Like, people are upset.
Now it is. Unfortunately, the last administration allowed tens of thousands of them in here. They're buying up land and so forth. We talked about that in some of our last talks.
Biden was asleep in his diaper.
You ought to get in his basement in his diaper.
Yeah, basically.
And now a commercial break. Stay tuned for more of the Bearheart Show coming up right after these messages.